Today is Saturday, September 12th. Gloria M. Lowe, 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday. A visitation is being held from now until 6, with a service at 6 at Max A. Sass and Sons, Green Ridge, in Greenfield. An additional visitation will be held Monday from 2 until 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Gloria M. Lowe, 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center. Mary Deborah Brown Curriton, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly campus dean and chief executive officer at the University of Wisconsin-Richland in Richland Center, died August 27th. A memorial service will be held tomorrow at 2 at the University of South Carolina Lancaster Bundy Auditorium in Lancaster, South Carolina. Deborah Curriton, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly of Richland Center. Louise Ann Nautical, 91, of Yuba, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Czech National Cemetery. Visitation will be held tomorrow at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 1 until 3, and again on Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Pratt Funeral Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. Louise Ann Nautical, 91, of Yuba. LaVon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg, died Sunday. Funeral services will be conducted at 11 on Tuesday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Visitation will be held Monday from 4 until 7 at the funeral home, and again on Tuesday morning from 10 until the time of the service. Burial will follow in the Walton Cemetery. LaVon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Monday. A funeral service will be held at the Richland Center United Methodist Church at 11 on Thursday, with a luncheon to follow at the Phoenix Center. Burial will take place at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be held at the church from 4 until 7 on Wednesday, and also from 10 until the time of the service on Thursday. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center. Carol R. Mindham, 83, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Amplify Hospital in La Crosse after a brief illness. A memorial service celebrating Carol's life will be held Friday at noon at Backroads Methodist Church in Mount Zion. Burial will be at a later date in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call on Friday from 10 until the time of the service at Backroads Methodist Church in Mount Zion. Carol R. Mindham, 83, of Boscobel. Philip Schultz, 91, of Muscadet, died Monday at Amplify Health, Boscobel. Funeral services will be held at noon on Friday at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet. Visitation will be held Friday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Burial will be held at Wisconsin Memorial Park in Brookfield on Saturday, September 19th, with a service to be held at 1:30 at the Chapel of Flowers, Wisconsin Memorial Park in Brookfield. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Philip Schultz, 91 of Muscadet. Lois May Miller, 76 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Saturday, September 19th at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bowen Mills Cemetery. Visitation will be held Saturday, September 19th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 10 until the time of the service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Lois May Miller, 76, of Richland Center. Bradley Sandmeyer, 83, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center, died September 5th. Graveside services will be held Wednesday, September 23rd, at the Ash Ridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bradley Sandmeyer, 83, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center. David Virgil Delcamp, 86, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A private family mass will be held. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. The family requests memorials in David's name be directed to OLMBS St. John's Catholic Church or the Riverdale Education Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. David Virgil Delcamp, 86, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kay and Cody Keene had a son, Colton John.